Intimately connected with the work of praying for the souls in purgatory is praying for those who are dying, because those final moments of our life are a battle. Today, we will see the event of a woman who goes to hell for a certain unconfessed sin. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, this is from the life of Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich. On the morning of October 25th, the pilgrim found Anne Catherine greatly distressed and terrified. Last night, I had a frightful vision that still haunts me. As I was praying for the dying, I was taken to the home of a wealthy lady who I saw was about to be damned. I struggled with Satan by her bedside, but in vain. He pushed me back. It was too late. I cannot express my grief on seeing him carry off the poor soul, leaving the body a distorted, frightful carcass, for so it looked to me. I could not approach it. With the angels, I could only gaze upon it from on high. The woman had a husband and children. She passed for a worthy person according to the world, but she had maintained illicit communications with a priest, and this sin of long standing she had never confessed. She had received the last sacraments. All praised her edifying preparation and resignation, and yet she was in mental agony on account of her concealment in confession. Then the devil sent to her one of her friends, a miserable old woman, to whom she expressed her anxiety, but the friend urged her to banish such thoughts and beware of giving scandal. The old woman told her not to worry over the past, that she had received the sacraments to the great edification of her friends, and that she must now excite suspicion by sending again for the priest, but go in peace to God. After this harangue, the old woman left the room and gave orders that the dying woman should not be disturbed. The unhappy woman, so near her end, still dwelt with pleasure on the thought of the priest, the accomplice of her guilt. As I drew near, I found Satan under the form of this priest, praying by her. She herself prayed not, for she was dying full of bad thoughts. The accursed one prayed in the words of the Psalms, "Let Israel hope in the Lord, for in him is mercy and plentiful redemption," etc. He was furious with me. I told him to make a cross over her mouth, which I knew he could not do, but all my efforts were useless. It was too late. No one could reach her, and so she died. It was horrible. Satan carrying off her soul. I wept and cried. The miserable old woman returned, consoled the relatives, and spoke of her beautiful death. As I was crossing the bridge on my way from the city, I met some people going to see the dead woman. I thought, ah, had you seen what I did, you would fly far from her. I'm still quite sick. I'm trembling in every limb. The things that I want you to pay attention to in the story are all the details of how Satan worked, pretending to be the priest in that sort of false apparition, using this false friend of hers to even go off to say after she died, oh, she died a saint. She died so well. Often the devil works at these last moments, and we need to be aware of it. Did you see the work of Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich? How she's going in there interceding, praying for things to turn out. There's other events that we see in other parts of the book where she succeeds in praying away these temptations or these demons or these people that were interfering, the church getting involved. So two things that we could learn from this. First, we should all pray for the dying each and every day. At any given moment, there are millions of people dying. In fact, this many people are dying every single day. It's a battle for all their souls. We can fight at that last moment, and it can make an eternal difference in them dying with the sacraments, or at least dying in some sort of sincere repentance. And the second thing that we can learn is that we must ask graces for our moment of death, that it will be a battle. Do not underestimate the things that will happen. Confess every sin. Do not dare hold them back. There are many novenas asking for the grace of a happy death. Saint Joseph comes to mind especially. We should turn to him and ask for this. My friends, let's say as the saints do, that we may with one hand empty purgatory and the other take those going to hell and send them to purgatory. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.